a spiritual body. Just imagine that point of life you feared most, the death of your earthly body, suddenly frees you in a way you never anticipated. You feel alive. In fact, so much yourself and so alive that you have to adjust. It takes a little time to realize you're no longer in your earthly body. You still have a body, arms, legs, fingers, and toes, but you begin to realize that something's different as well. It's the same, but different. An upgrade. Imagine, no more aches and pains. Those ailments and impairments are gone, and the limitations of movement in your earthbound body do not seem to apply to this new, upgraded spiritual body. You still have your senses intact. In fact, all your senses seem turbocharged and multiplied. You sense and experience in a way that feels more real, more alive, than ever before. All anxiety fades into an astounding sense of peace. So many people who fear death are afraid of the pain of death. Yet many who describe it don't recall the pain at all. But they do describe what Paul called the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. Philippians 4:7. Paul the Apostle apparently had a near-death experience. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead. But after the disciples had gathered around him, he got up. Acts 14:19-20. I believe Paul's talking about this experience when he writes, "I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise and heard inexpressible things, things that no one is permitted to tell." 2 Corinthians 12:2-4. Some things people can't express or are not allowed to tell, but other things God wants us to know. He wants heaven to fire up our imaginations. And I believe that's why he's giving us more and more evidence and insight into the life to come, so we will live for it. Most people don't realize this, but this new spiritual body is a promise from God conveyed in the Scriptures. Paul may be reflecting on his own near-death experience when he explains, "For we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down, that is, when we die and leave this earthly body, we will have a house in heaven, an eternal body made for us by God Himself and not by human hands. We grow weary in our present bodies, and we long to put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing. For we will put on heavenly bodies. We will not be spirits without bodies. We will live in these earthly bodies. We groan and sigh, but it's not that we want to die and get rid of these bodies that clothe us. Rather, we want to put on our new bodies, so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life. And we would rather be away from these earthly bodies, for then we will be at home with the Lord. So whether we are here in this body or away from this body, our goal is to please Him." 2 Corinthians 5:1-4, 8-9, NLT. Paul reiterates, it's going to be so much better in this new upgraded spiritual body. I'd rather put on the new body. But either way, I'm going to live to please God. Mary felt herself in a new body, but could also see her old body. Yet the fear and pain of that old body went away as she transitioned into the spiritual body Paul talked about. So what's this new spiritual body going to be like according to the Scriptures?